While I haven't yet visited Cornell Johnson's campus, the pictures I have seen are stunningly beautiful. The name of the town where it's located, Ithaca, conjures up peaceful images of Greek gods lounging or playing in magnificent surroundings. How does an Ivy League university in such a pastoral setting choose an outpost a stone's throw away from the hustle and bustle, grit and noise of Manhattan? And why exchange the storybook setting of an upstate New York campus for a yet-to-be-built set of buildings on a tiny island in the polluted waters of the East River? We're going to find out in a couple of minutes the answers to those questions. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. Welcome to Admission Straight Talk. But before we start addressing those questions and learning more about Cornell Tech and its graduate business and engineering options, I want to introduce you to a couple of resources that may help you if you are applying to MBA or graduate programs like those offered by Cornell Tech. First off, maximize your MBA applications, 5 tips for succinct essays, a free downloadable special report with 5 tips for dealing with fewer and shorter essays, and that seems to be the rage this year in MBA applications, and then 5 fatal flaws to avoid in your statement of purpose, which is exactly what it says, what the title implies. We'll include a link to those resources in the show notes at info.accepted.com/26. For today's episode of Admission Straight Talk, I'm thrilled that Dr. Douglas Stamen, Associate Dean of MBA Programs at Cornell Johnson, has agreed to chat with me about Cornell Tech NYC, Cornell University's collaboration with the Technion of Israel. In addition to his administrative duties, Dr. Stamen is the Associate Professor of Marketing at Cornell Johnson with a special interest in the study of emotional responses to advertising and the role of affect on decision-making. However, while those research interests sound fascinating, I've invited him today to the show to learn more about Cornell Tech. Dean Stamen, thanks for joining me today. It's a pleasure having you here.
Thanks, Linda. It's good to be with you.
Great. Can you please tell us what is the idea behind Cornell Tech NYC? What are the goals of this program?
The program fits within the broader Cornell Tech mission. And the mission of Cornell Tech, as Dean Dan Huttenlocher, the dean of the campus, talks about it, is engineering schools, business schools, computer science departments grew up in the 20th century, really for a 20th century economy, an industrial economy. And towards the end of the 20th century, along came the digital revolution in a very significant way. And that's changing the way business is done, both strictly digital business, but also non-digital businesses, because everybody's within that digital economy. And what this campus is really about is that new economy and the skills that are necessary to succeed in that. So it's not a traditional research-based campus where basic research is being done, although of course some basic research is being done there. And it's not just an applied campus where no research is being done and people are just doing consulting and things like that. It's a place where this very deep technical knowledge is being created, but it's also being commercialized with a real focus on impacting the tech economy. And of course, in particular, Mayor Bloomberg, who we all give a lot of credit for the vision behind this, is affecting the New York City tech economy, which I don't know if a lot of people know is just exploding and is actually quite large.
Okay, great. So the focus really is on commercializing, I guess, a combination of commercializing university research and business. Is it that marriage that's going on here? Am I understanding you correctly? Or
yes, that we're really understanding the very forefront of digital knowledge, so university knowledge and basic research. But how is that really impacting the digital economy? For example, the 3 hubs on the campus, healthy living. How is digital information being used to really help people's lives, to help medical professionals use information more effectively, to help individuals have better information about their own health and be able to impact their lives. In the environment, smart buildings, smart grids, how is that really happening? What are, and when I go out and talk to business people, and we've done a tremendous amount of research, we spent the first 6 months on this project really going out and talking to companies and saying, what do they need? And the main need that was identified is there's people out there who are technologically knowledgeable. They know technical solutions. There's a lot of technology out there to help. And there's people who are really business savvy, who really know business problems and know, you know, what's needed The issue is very few people who can bridge that gap, who can say, I know what the technical possibilities out there are. I know what the real business, the real economic needs are, and I can marry those two things up, marry the right technical solution that really fits a business need. And that's really what this campus is about.
Now, there is starting, I guess, in May, a one-year MBA program on the NYC campus. Who is that program aimed at, both in terms of applicant background and applicant goals?
Right. So if you think about this real business need, and that's what we're trying to meet, we're starting with the business need and saying if we can get the right students and give them the right curriculum to meet a real business need to transform business, it's going to be very successful. They're going to be successful in their careers, and that's going to lead it to be a successful program. So the business need, both in small businesses, in large tech businesses, as well as large existing businesses, is for people who really understand technology at a deep level and really understand how to know to work with and lead sophisticated technical people and know how to bring that to bear on business problems in a practical, effective way. So who are, you know, the people who might do it? What jobs might they take? So these are people who will be product managers in startups, people who might work with big data in a large company, people who might be technical, go into technical consulting. So there's different specific jobs we've identified, but they're all people who are going to work in the digital economy to move organizations forward. So the backgrounds that we're looking for are, number one, of course, a passion for technology and interest in technology, not just something as a sidelight, but something as central to what they want to do. And to have a background that demonstrates knowledge, because you're going to come and be an MBA on a tech campus and not just work with other MBAs, but also work with technical people. So there needs a certain level of background knowledge to be able to interact with and lead well technical people. And then, of course, the kinds of leadership and other kinds of skills to be an effective leader in a commercial organization. So as we say, this is going to be a different kind of an MBA. The teams are different. If you go to a traditional MBA program, it's in a business school, building, and it's interaction of, for example, people from finance and marketing and consulting and operations who are working in a team together. There will be some of that in this program, but the focus of this program is more to have MBAs work with computer scientists and information scientists to think about how we can take technology and really solve real business problems.
And they still, I assume, will learn finance, the basics of finance and marketing and accounting, you know, traditional business functions, correct?
Right. This is an MBA program.
Right.
And you're going to get an MBA.
Okay.
So we say there's really three parts to the curriculum.
Okay.
First is business fundamentals.
All right.
You are going to, you know, we're going to make you, whether you like it or not, learn accounting and finance and all those things. Because we think they're important. These are going to be business leaders.
That's it. I mean, accounting.
People who are on the technical side.
Accounting is the language of business.
And you have to know the numbers.
Yeah.
And to run an effective business, you have to know what things cost and where the revenues are coming from. You have to know marketing. A lot of technical people and a lot of startups fail because they've come up with a great, interesting technology, but one that the market doesn't want.
Yeah.
Which means understanding consumers, understanding competition, understanding competitive advantage, understanding value creation. So those kind of things are very important. So the fundamentals of business are important, and that's the first part of the program. The second part of the program is really understanding the digital economy and understanding how technology is changing business. So understanding tech strategy, understanding innovation, understanding design thinking, and all those disciplines around which not just basic business, but how is technology in the digital economy changing business and those skills. And then the third part is to say, well, you now have all this knowledge. Now make something happen, which means you have to be able to lead teams. You have to be able to work effectively with people who are technologists, and you have to be able to make that happen in an organization. So we're going to have multiple projects of varying lengths in both large businesses as well as small businesses, where you'll be applying what you learn in the coursework and the content to how do you really transform businesses.
That's fascinating. Sounds great. And how is the program connected to Cornell Johnson, and how is it separate and distinct, other than the obvious geography that I was highlighting?
It is a Johnson MBA.
Yeah.
So you're learning all the basics and the fundamentals and the DNA of a Johnson MBA. And in fact, the first semester, the summer semester, is spent in Ithaca at Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe it's important that you get the fundamentals of business, that you interact with our Ithaca MBAs and our Ithaca faculty, and get some of those basic foundations and that picture of business. The program then moves down to New York in August, where you start to hit the ground running, working in the New York tech ecosystem, working with companies, becoming more tech-focused, and being on a tech campus where you start, instead of the teams being more with the other MBAs, the teams now are with the technical students, the computer scientists, the information scientists.
I see. And will there be, like, professors visiting from Cornell Johnson or from Cornell's engineering department, or is it all going to be more practitioners in the New York City area?
A mixture of all of those.
Okay.
So the Cornell Tech campus is a very multidisciplinary campus.
Mm-hmm.
There are no offices, and groups don't split, so a marketing professor will be next to a computer scientist, will be next to an electrical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing will be true of students. So we will have Johnson faculty in New York on the Tech campus who will be, you know, the heart of this program down there, but there'll also be some technical faculty who are all commercially oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every technical faculty member down there so far has started a company. So they're
really?
All involved in they're all involved in startups. They're all involved in commercialization because, of course, this is what this campus is about.
Right.
So you'll be interacting with them, but also we have practicums where the technical students and the MBA students will be doing practical projects and workshops with practitioners and symposia with practitioners together. And, of course, we'll also have industry adjuncts in New York teaching the program.
And what does, I mean, I think pretty much answered the first question here, is what does the tech focus mean in terms of my prepared questions? But is this program, is it for students who immediately want to start their own business? Is it only for students coming from a technical background, which is what I understood from your website? Is it only for people who want to stay in the high-tech field? In other words, nobody wants to go into investment banking or management consulting. And if we're going to say, okay, no investment banking, what about private equity and venture capital? I mean, the more traditional MBA fields.
So we say this is for people who are interested in the digital economy. It is a focused MBA,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a tech MBA. So it's not just for tech people.
Okay.
So it could be that somebody could be an investment banker, PE or VC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a one-year, very intense, very focused program. So there has to be something in your background. What we say is it's for career enhancers, not career changers.
Got it.
If you were coming out of, you were in some non-investment banking finance-related career and you want to become an investment banker, you could come up to Ithaca to our two-year program. And we'd be able to give you the background and the electives, and you'd be able to get the internship to turn yourself into an investment banker.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to do this in this program. Of course, investment banking, and even more so PE and VC, are very focused on the digital economy and need people with those experiences. But this is a focused program, so there has to be something about your background, that you had the finance background, you had the industry background, that you'd be able to go back into that industry with enhanced skills.
Got it. And what about the engineering end of the program? Could you talk about that a minute? How is the MS in Engineering program at Cornell Tech different from, let's say, the MS in Engineering program offered in Ithaca? And also, before we started the show, you mentioned that there are several different degrees that ultimately you intend to offer at Cornell Tech. Can you touch on that also?
So there'll be two kinds of master's degrees, technical master's degrees offered on the campus. One-year Cornell technical master's, and those would be in computer science, information science, and electrical and computer engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And those are one-year technically focused programs, but they all have 6 credits of business, though, to be taught by Johnson.
Got it.
So all of, unlike, you know, other technical masters, there's a business requirement. And not only are they required to take business courses, there's also these entrepreneurial practicums that I talked about, as well as an applied commercial project that all those students work on. So while those students are focused on very deep, advanced technical knowledge, there is a commercialization aspect to that program as well. The other three master's programs for technical students on the campus are in partnership with the Technion. And those are offered as a two-year program, Masters of Applied Science, in a focused hub area. For example, Connected Media is the first degree that will be started next year. And that will be a two-year Masters of Applied Science in Connected Media. So it's not only learning technical material and not only learning applied business material, but learning it focused on one area of the digital economy.
Mm-hmm. I assume something having to do with media.
Connected media would be digital media, advertising, social media, so around those areas.
Uh-huh. And what would some of the other applied?
The two other ones, one is the built environment, so smart grid, smart buildings, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And the other is healthy living.
Uh-huh.
So not biology and not medicine, but rather how do you take digital information and help make people's health better.
Oh, all right. Nice. Okay, got that. And now, currently, the program is housed at Google, right? Google in New York City?
Correct. We call it the Chelsea campus. It'll be there for 4 years through summer 2017 while we're building the campus on Roosevelt Island in the lovely East River. People should go there and see the views. It's actually very wonderful because we will have a true campus that's where, you know, people can sort of be removed from the city in a way and be in this contemplative environment.
Okay.
But it's one subway stop from the middle of Manhattan. So
yeah,
right there.
We were driving in New York in June, and I think we were – I don't remember what it's called, but it's across from FDR Drive in Queens, and there was a sign to Roosevelt Island, and that's where you know Cornell Tech is going to be. That was the whole, I guess, bidding war. It really was for who's going to develop this for New York City, and the view from Queens of Manhattan was lovely.
As I say, it's better to get a view of Manhattan than from Manhattan. And so we're right across pretty much from the UN building.
Oh, wow.
So we just get spectacular views. It's a spectacular place. We have 12 acres.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have a real campus environment. But again, in 5 minutes, you're in the middle of Manhattan.
Wow. That sounds really nice. And that's supposed to open in 2017, and you'll be in Google's facilities until then. Is that the plan?
Correct.
Sounds great. And what is the reaction from business? Obviously, you don't have any placement data. You can't. You haven't graduated a class yet. And I would assume that a significant percentage of your graduates will probably go into entrepreneurial opportunities anyways. But kind of where do you see – how do you see that developing?
Well, we hope that a number of our students will be doing their own startups and things like that. But we expect, like almost every other program, even the Stanford's, MIT's, and Cornell itself, the number who go into entrepreneurial activities right out of school is smaller than the number who eventually do it.
Of course.
So some students start right away, but more students go into an industry. They'll work for Google, or they'll work for Facebook, or they'll work for IBM. And out of that industry experience comes their startup. And that's the more common path.
Are you going?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say we started, and why we started our research with companies was to say, where's the need?
Mm-hmm.
So we're very confident that we're choosing students that are on a path, and we have a curriculum to help them enhance their skills that's meeting a true industry need. So we believe we're really meeting industry needs, so we'll be able to place the students. And the other thing we're doing is we're thinking of a different placement model because this is a one-year program. There's no internship.
Right.
So the placement model is more around projects and being part of the New York City tech ecosystem and really interacting with business on a constant weekly basis. And out of that will be knowledge and relationships and contacts and networking that will lead to job offers.
And do you have any kind of, do you currently anticipate or plan to set up some kind of incubator system or setup there?
Yes, so we're very excited. So there's actually on Roosevelt Island, there will be academic space, but there's also corporate space.
Okay.
So not only will there be incubators where students will work, for example, but also there will be space where corporations will put their R&D people that will interact with the faculty and the students. So this really is a commercialization campus. Now, we very much hope that some of our students will go right from the program into incubator space and start their company during their program, and some of the MBA students will team up with some of the technical students and they'll have an idea, and all of that will happen. Probably for more students, it's just the exposure to the incubators and the exposure to working with those projects that'll be a bigger part of their program. But we certainly hope that for at least some students, that's the way they move on with their career.
Right. And the last question I have, I was doing some research in preparation for this podcast, for this interview, and I saw, you know, Poets and Quants article about Cornell Tech, which is, you know, pretty good, pretty positive article. It did mention the price tag. Are you anticipating, you know, scholarships or awards or anything like that? It was citing a $95,000 price tag for the program, for the MBA program.
Well, we haven't set the price yet, I should say, number one.
So, oh, well, that's okay.
we're still trying to think of that, but, you know, we're thinking along the lines of being similar to our one-year program here, which is currently in the high 80s. So 2 years from now, it gets into the 90s just by, you know, regular inflation, which is substantially less than a two-year program. But we are anticipating, especially for the strongest candidates, we want to attract the best candidates. We're going to have substantial scholarship funds available, not for everybody and not for all the tuition, of course. But there will be scholarship funds available based on merit.
That's great. Okay, well, I think our podcast is just about over. Dean Stamen, thank you very, very much. How can people learn more about Cornell Tech NYC?
They can go to www.cornelltech.edu. They can go to the website. They can come to the Johnson website, and they'll be directed to microsites, and they can learn about the program. And there's contact information there for admissions people and other program people that they can talk to. We'd love to talk to them.
Okay, great. As I'm sitting here, I'm thinking of somebody that I want to tell the program about. So we'll see if I can convince them.
We do think it's a unique program that for the right person, there's no other program like it out there, but it has to be the right person.
Right. Well, I think that's true of most programs, actually. I mean, admittedly, the MBA is more general, but there still are people who the MBA is not right for, and there's certainly schools that are right for particular schools, people, and not right for other people. So it may be a little bit more true of the Cornell Tech program, which is a niche program, but that's, I think, true of a lot of programs.
So I agree with you.
Great. Dean Stamen, thank you so much again for joining me here today and sharing the Cornell Tech story, as well as your insights into who's right for it. What's it right for? And listeners, thank you too for joining us today for our 26th episode. As always, please share